Well, I grew up on the west side of Indianapolis, Indiana, and my first memory of going to church was with my grandma. We would walk to church on Sunday mornings to the little Church of God that she went to. And when I was 10, my mom and dad bought their first house. We moved into a neighborhood. Well, shortly after we moved in there, someone knocked at our door on a Saturday and invited us to come out to a church about 5 miles away in the country. And it was from First Baptist Church of Avon, Indiana. And they ran a bus ministry. Well, that was important because my mom didn't drive and my dad was always gone on it. He drove a truck. So we had no way of going to church unless someone took us. And there were 6 kids. So not too many people could give us a ride to church. So that was perfect. And so we would get up on Sunday mornings and we would ride in on the bus into church. That church was much larger than the little church my grandma went to. So it was very easy to kind of hide in a pew. But it was also very hard to walk forward, even though it would be easy to listen to the Lord tug at your heart. It was kind of embarrassing because even though it was a big church, it still was a small church in the fact that people still knew who you were. And then they would know that something was going on in your life that maybe you needed to get rid of or talk about or whatever. And so many times I would stand at the pew as a 10, 11, 12-year-old child and know that the Lord was calling me to go forward, but I didn't do it. And so that church actually ran the bus whenever they had revivals. And so I was able to hear, as a young girl, several really good dynamic preachers such as John R. Rice, Bill Rice III, Dr. Bob Jones. They all came to our church. And so it wasn't for lack of the Lord being able to speak to my heart. It was just pride in my own heart. So the church was rather large because they did do the bus ministry, and they would have contests. Back then, buses would have contests between each other. And in the youth group, when I finally was 12 and got into the youth group, they would do contests to see who could bring the most visitors, and whoever won the prize got a free trip to camp. Well, the camp that we went to was Bill Rice Ranch. The Bill Rice Ranch was really a camp for deaf ministry, but for 2 weeks out of every summer, they opened it up to hearing kids. So that was my only chance to go to camp, was to win those contests. And my mom, since we had a bus to ride on, she didn't care if I had people go with me on Sunday morning because there was no problem with transportation. So she allowed me to have sleepovers on Saturday night. The only stipulation was whoever came to my house for the sleepover had to go to church with me the next day. And so I easily won the contest because all the girls wanted to come over for a sleepover and they didn't mind going to church. So I got to go to Bill Rice Ranch when I was 12, and I heard the preacher, and I believe it was Bill Rice III, but I'm not positive. But even though I was in a small group with my youth group, there were so many kids there that no one would know if I went forward. No one was paying attention to just me. And there were many kids going forward, so I was able to get the courage to take care of what the Lord was dealing with in my heart, which was to become saved. And so it was at Bill Rice Ranch when I was 12 that I became saved. And to this day, I always have a really soft spot in my heart towards bus ministry, which is going off kind of onto the side now. But there are still churches that do it, and you just never know. When you go out to witness or you go out to pass out tracts, or you offer a ride to a neighborhood child to go to church, you just never know how that's going to impact their life. And maybe some seeds will be planted, and that person might become saved and dedicate their life to the service of the Lord. I'd like to say that from that point on, I always served the Lord, But I didn't. When I was about 16, the pastor at our church left to go to another church, and my mom stopped going, and she started going to a huge church in Indianapolis called Indianapolis Baptist Temple, and I didn't care for it. So I stopped going and got away from the Lord, and then met Dennis, and then we dedicated our lives after Sean was born to do the service for the Lord, and we've been in church since then. So that's my story. Thank you.